Drive anywhere in Central California, and chances are good you'll come across an almond orchard, probably lots of them. Well, the nut has been grown here for over a century. In the past 20 years, almond acreage has doubled. Many farmers have ditched other crops like grapes and cotton to grow the profitable nut. And fueled by global demand, almond prices have gone up and up too. But now some are asking a new question. Is the almond boom about to go bust, or at least slow down significantly? FM 89's Ezra David Romero reports.
Almonds have got a lot of bad press over the last few years. The nut was called out for drinking too much water, while at the same time farmers were making bank on the tree crop. Meanwhile, the commodity slowly lost value.
How far has the price dropped?
Probably about 20%, maybe just a little bit more since late 2014.
That's Vernon Crowder. He's part of a food and agribusiness research advisory group with Rabobank in Fresno. That 20% equals a loss of around $1.8 billion. Crowder says the problem is too much supply.
There has been a lot of new almonds planted over the last 3 years. And that's probably part of the reason why the crop was a little bigger than we expected this year.
When the price of almonds rose from $2.50 3 years ago to over $4 per pound in 2014, farmers went crazy. Many replaced their lower-priced crops like grapes or cotton with fields of almonds. That flooded the market, dropping the price to $3 per pound. The real kicker was the strength of the dollar in 2015. It began to cost more for places like China and India to buy almonds. In turn, the Asian market is shelling out less cash for the crop.
We probably pushed the price up too high.
That's Darren Rigg. He handles over 50 million pounds of nuts with Meridian Growers in Tulare.
It killed off demand. We're probably coming back into an equilibrium point, but we possibly have overcorrected as well.
Rigg says over-reliance on markets with lack of infrastructure and finances are the root cause.
The whole entire industry has dealt with a lot of defaults out of India and Dubai, guys going out of business, some of them just packing up shop and running off to the Himalayas. And so we still have cargo at foreign ports.
Even with the decrease, growers are still bringing in more than they were making 5 years ago. Almond growers like Joe Del Bosque and Firebaugh say they haven't felt the pinch yet.
Having a couple of good years has given us a good foundation to be able to weather this thing.
Although Del Bosque, who farms over 600 acres of almonds, is worried that the high cost of water coupled with the lower price of almonds would decrease profits.
If the market stays where it is right now, I think we'll still be okay if we have some water that isn't too expensive.
But this is all a balancing act. Adequate chill hours and ample rains brought by El Nino could mean a healthy crop. More almonds in this case could mean less money in farmers' pockets. Growers are also worried that rain could knock too many flowers off trees during bloom time, resulting in a smaller crop, too expensive for foreign bank accounts. Both scenarios could lead to even greater loss, but the growers I spoke with remain optimistic. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.